Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I've got good thoughts in my heart, and that's what I'm going to live in my life. Then I want good thoughts, not bad thoughts. I don't only think bankruptcy. I don't only think sickness. I don't only think chaos and accidents. I don't only think that stuff because that's what I will walk into. You see, I create my future. And God says, I know the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you. Plans of good, not evil, not to harm you, to prosper you and to give you an expected end. God's prepared a great life for all of us. And some people say, oh, that's a prosperity gospel. No, it's not. Prosperity, yes, across the board. God became sick so I didn't have to be sick. He became poor so I don't have to be broke. He took my guilt so I don't have to take the guilt any longer. He took my punishment and my shame. I don't have to. He took my judgment. I don't have to. He faced the devil. I don't have to. Why would I want to give up on that and say, no, God, I want to do it myself? That's crazy. Amen. Amen. And so when sickness tries to come on you, you shouldn't respond, oh, I'm sick. Or if you have a financial problem, oh, I'm broke. How are we going to afford things? Those are the things of old. Those are the things of old. That is your old man. That's your old nature. That's your old covenant. You're now into the new. You should say, no more sickness, no more broke. I'm a new creation in Christ. And not only am I a new creation, I'm a child of God. And He owns everything. All the healing He's got. All the peace He's got. All the joy is in Him. All the protection comes from Him. And you better believe this, because let me tell you what. When your children are somewhere on a road trip or a field trip or something, you're not with them. When they're at school, you're not sitting in the chair next to them. So if anything happens, you can protect them. No, you can't. You better believe God for protection for your loved ones. I do. And I promise you, He's never let me down, not once. Can you say amen? Amen. So you should say, no more of that chaos. Proverbs 12:21 out of the Amplified, I believe, says, no actual evil, misfortune, or calamity shall come upon the righteous. No actual evil, misfortune, or calamity shall come upon the righteous. I just happen to believe that. I'm the righteousness of God. He made me righteous, and He's saying, I'll protect you from that. He said in Psalm 91, dwell in my shadow, stay close to me, and you don't have to fear any evil. And when the doctors tell you at a certain age, expect this to happen, or the TV, expect that to happen, if you accept that, you're considering the things of old. Really, you are. Well, my family, they all died of heart attacks. So chances are I'm going to die of a heart attack too. You keep thinking that you're going to. Really? You got to say, no, I'm a new creation in Christ. My bloodline is the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Now, there's no tainted bloodline. My family tree is not that tree anymore. My family tree is the cross of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And listen, if you accept the things of old, listen to me. If you accept the things of old, and if you're considering the things of old, and you accept them, they will remain. They will remain. I'm going to say that again. If you accept those things of old, sickness, brokenness, unhappy, calamity in the family, disease coming through the family, addictions from the family, if you accept those things, they will remain. Say, they will remain. Why? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And you can write this down. As he continues to think, so he remains. Amen? Is this hurting or helping? Okay, let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. And most people can quote the scripture. Most Christians, if you've been a Christian for a while, you can quote the scripture. And you all know it. Therefore, if anyone is where? In Christ. What? And what? All things have passed away. And what? Okay. Therefore, because of your settled judgment, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creation. Judgment has been settled, right? Jesus took our judgment. You understand? So I don't have to. So watch out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person that's in Christ, who's born again, that he's talking about, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Now, we can all quote that scripture, right? You quoted that scripture, some of you. But how many of you know the verses before that? There's a couple of verses before that. And you've got to always look in context, and you always got to look at things. And verses 12 through 15 is talking about Jesus dying for us. Verses 12 through 15 talks about Jesus dying for us. In other words, he's implementing the new covenant. Talks about that. Then verse 16, the A part, says this. Therefore, or as a result of this, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Because they've changed, stop looking at that person thinking they're the same person. They're a new creation. We look at them in the flesh and we think they're the same person. You look at yourself in the flesh, you think you're the same person. But you become a new creation. God had to make a new creation, a righteous new creation, because he had an unholy, unrighteous old creation. So he had to go from an old creation to a new creation. And so Jesus, the second man, Adam, came to do that for us. Can you say amen? And so you've got to believe you are a new creation, even though your body may say you're not. And that's where the battle is. Because you still got feelings, you still got emotions, you still have to pay the rent, you still think you're the same old. But you're a new creation. In Christ, you are a new creation. You're a child of God, you're a joint heir together with Christ. A joint heir. So you are a new creation. God says that, not me. You must not consider the flesh anymore. Don't look at someone in the flesh, look at them in the spirit. Stop looking at yourself after the flesh. Start looking at yourself in the spiritual realm. God said, I'm a new creation. Well, then guess what? I'm a new creation. Now, he's talking about my spirit man's been created brand new. My body hasn't, and my mind, my will, and my emotions haven't, my soulish realm, but my spirit man is a new creation. And that's where God lives, is in my spirit. Of course, it's a righteous, holy creation now. It's the temple of God now, no longer in a temple of brick and mortar. It's a spirit of man where God comes and lives inside. And that's why it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I can change my outside by releasing what's inside. And if I think I'm just a no good sinner, bad old, same old, Jesus did a whole lot more than that. He did a whole lot more than you used to still think you're still the same person. You're a brand new creation. He tells you you're a brand new creation. Can you say amen? Okay, so you're a new creation. You put off the old man and you took on the new man. I'm trying to give you a visualization of what's taken place in our life. You're no longer Joe Sinner. You're no longer Mark, the old sinner. You're no longer Mike, the old sinner. You're no longer Rick, the old sinner, or Ann, the old sinner. You're a new creation in Christ. You're righteous. You're a saint. You've been sanctified. You've got to see yourself that way. Jesus did a whole lot for us. He did a whole lot for us. Can you say amen? A major change took place at the regeneration or the rebirth. There was a rebirth. You must be born again. You must be born of water and of the spirit. Yes, the water part. The spiritual part is the spirit man inside of me. The Holy Spirit does the work. When I receive him, I become a brand new creation in Christ. Hallelujah, man. And so the old things have passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. So the old sick loser is gone. The new victorious winner is here. But how do we see ourselves? We don't see ourselves that way. And all our privileges, when he says all things have become new, all our privileges in this new creation have become new. Founded on a new covenant with better promises. And we know that's in Hebrews 8. A new covenant founded on better promises. It's an amazing thing that Jesus and God accomplished for us and the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Look at the Passion, says it this way. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. all that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. I use different translations because it breaks it down different ways, but I'm always with the King James to always, you know, keep my balance. Amen. Now there's a footnote over there. Listen to what it says. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. The footnote. This would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God, our old relationship with the world, and our old mindsets. It's passed away. The devil's control over your life passed away. It's an amazing thing what Jesus did for us. And then he says, we are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Well, Pastor, I'm not so sure about all the stuff you're talking about. What do you want me to talk about? How to make money? How not to sin? I'm telling you how not to sin. Realize who you are. You're not a sinner, you're a saint. And when you start to realize, if you think you're a sinner and you're a bad person, then you will do what a bad person or a sinner does. Because a bird flies, because he's a bird. And a dog barks, because he's a dog. And a fish swims, because he's a fish. And a sinner sins, because he's a sinner. The devil wants you to think yourself as a sinner, so that you will sin. It's that simple. He's stupid. He took on Jesus. He's very stupid. He took on God. The guy's a loser. And he wants you to be one too. Amen. We have been restored to God's favor by Christ Jesus, satisfying the claims of justice against us. I'm telling you, what Jesus did for us is immeasurable. You can't measure what he did for us. We can't thank him enough for what he did for us. And you can be all he said you can be. And you can change things in your life by believing what he tells you. And the reconciliation that Jesus got for us is a past accomplishment. It's a past accomplishment fact. It's done. He did it. And if you're born again, you have to believe that. Because in order to be born again, you have to believe that he died for you. And he said it's finished on the cross. So it's an accomplished, finished fact. It's done. It's done. You have already been given all the tools, the power, everything you need to walk in newness of life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her Bible study on the book of James. Whatever we may be facing in life, the book of James probably has something to say about it. If we're going through a difficult time, it teaches us how to count it all joy.